I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am, but Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hello and welcome to this week's Must Hear Music podcast. I'm sitting here with Jason Lipschitz.
What's up, man?
And Erica Ramirez.
Hey, guys.
And we have a very special Must Hear Music ahead. We are doing a mid-year check-in, so it's more than halfway through the year at this point. Nielsen recently released its figures about the artists and songs that have been dominating your lives, the nation's lives. I don't know. Basically, everyone's listening to Taylor Swift and Uptown Funk, although Uptown Funk just dropped out of the top 10, so dark days. But anyway, but those are like the big ones. We're going to talk about our favorites of 2015 so far. So kind of stop in, take a look back at the last 6 months.
Some familiar names.
Yeah. Some familiar names, some new faces.
I feel like the people who are listening to this should think of this as like, if you haven't gotten around to this album or this song or something, these are the ones to like really check out.
Right.
Come on. Like,
right. We won't say it again.
Take some time.
Don't make us say it again what this podcast is called. Subhead. All right. Well, let's start with, I feel like I'm already going to start laughing. Let's start with, this should come as no surprise. We're going to talk about a little album called Donny Trumpet and the Social Experiment, Surf.
How many times, I remember one time for sure. What other time have we talked about
We talked about two songs from this album one time. Mm-hmm. And then another time, then we talked about another song.
Oh, wait. Okay.
Did we? I thought we only talked about it on one. Did we talk about it on two
I think
different?
We talked about it on two
I do
different
remember
times.
Two different
That's probably
ones.
True.
Because we were on two different conference rooms. Now that's how I remember.
It's a hat trick. It's time to make it three.
Okay. I want to know, why do you hate Why
I
do you
love
hate
this. I love
album?
This album, but I can't, why do you hate? Can't talk about it anymore.
I can not stop listening to it. Yeah. So it makes me very happy. Also, during trying times like this vegan diet, I need to be positive. And there's not a lot of like positive, like very, I don't know. I mean, you can't, like Kendrick's album is really amazing, but it's kind of we've all mentioned that it takes time to digest. And sometimes for me, I can't listen to it all the way through. There's like certain songs that I like one day, the next day I feel like listening to other, and I feel like the Social Experiments, Donny Trump and the Social Experiment Surf, is something that I could listen at any time all the way through, pretty much because of the vibe throughout the entire album. So, and that's pretty much stuck with me since it's been released. So that is why I would like to make you upset and choose this album every time.
No, it's not. I do love this album. I've been listening to Sunday Candy like nonstop.
Such a great song.
I feel like that was one of the songs we didn't talk about on this podcast.
I think it's because it was, we talked about Familiar and Wanna Be Cool.
Yes.
Yeah.
One of the two songs from the album that we didn't go into a deep dive.
Next week we'll go through the interludes, like the instrumentals.
Yeah, don't worry, guys. I totally agree with what you're saying. I think that's a great comparison to the Kendrick, because I do love that album, To Pimp a Butterfly, but you're right, like it's a heavy piece, you know, it's like a work of art, and this is like, I just find myself like when I don't know what to listen to, like this is just, it's one of those albums that I just put on because it's like, it's always going to sound good,
right?
It's always going to be fun. You know, it starts out so great. Miracle is good. Slip Slide is awesome. Yeah, I mean, want to be cool. We talked about that in the podcast before. Like, yeah. Sunday candy is a treat.
It's a delicious good one. Piece of candy. Good one.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I know. That was lame.
What do you guys think, or what do you guys want for Chance to do next? Like, I feel like we've talked about what artists will do next, but we've talked about it in reference of, like, we don't know about their style, like Tori yeah. Kelly. But, like, I just don't know what else. I mean, like, clearly he's going to do something next. Like, I don't know if I want an acid rap or, like, now that the Surf has came out. It's really weird.
I want a proper.
Like, you want, like, an album? Yeah. A proper rap album?
Yeah. Proper Chance album. It doesn't really matter what. I feel if there's one knock against this album is that when he's away too long,
mm-hmm.
I'm like, I wish Chance the Rapper would come back on yeah. this album. And just because I think he's so magnetic and, you know, I mean, like all of us, we all love acid rap. I love 10 Day. I mean, I just want more from him. And like, this is like, great album, and it's so imaginative, but I also want more Chance the Rapper.
I guess I'd like a combination of both, like it being very like creative and musical, but like if he raps all the way through, I'll totally be okay with it.
Yeah,
it just, I guess, depends on like the production of it. But
right, that's like an interesting question though, because yeah, I almost feel like after this album, like, can he go back to just a straight rap project? Like, it feels like this is so inventive and feels so comfortable for him, like
right.
that there'd have to be a little more like of the live instrumentation.
Right. Yeah, but I feel like that, like he was never gonna make a straight, like acid rap's not a straight rap album. Like if you think about,
but I guess it was like such a turn that it's like,
yeah,
what? I mean, I don't know if you That's could also true. Say the same thing for Kendrick as far as like theme goes. It's just like, what would Kendrick do
yeah.
next? And clearly, like, I'm not expecting anything ASAP because these albums just came out. Maybe from Chance because it would be a solo album, but
I think, didn't we do, or someone here did an interview with him and he said he was also working on his next
yes,
album,
on his, like,
which will be
album.
His.
Yeah.
And then earlier this year, he released a song with No Saj Thing.
Yes.
Who also did, I think, my favorite track on acid rap. I can't remember what the fuck it's called, but anyways.
So much for your favorite track.
Yeah, exactly. No, he's a really great producer though. And, like they work well together.
Yeah.
Cold Stairs was the song.
Yeah.
That they did.
I mean, it's just something that I like think about. I wonder what the next project will be, but yeah.
All right, so for what will probably not be the last time on the
not
podcast.
Not if I'm still alive and breathing.
Which, you know, with this 22-day diet,
probably won't.
You
what
might
day
not
are
be.
You on right now?
I'm on day 17.
I think. And I'm serious. Like, I feel like your skin does look like more luminous since you've been
totally
doing
agree, actually.
The diet.
Thanks, guys. Yeah. That's pretty much all that has been good of this diet.
I would actually
have you been having fewer headaches though too?
So I have had fewer headaches. I did have a migraine yesterday. I almost quit and was just like, well, I got a migraine, might as well just eat cookies, who cares? But I didn't. No, I things have been, like, health-wise, they seem to be going good. I can't promise that I'll like stay vegan after this.
I mean, I don't think we're expecting.
Yeah.
Like, the people that are commenting on the story do expect us to stay vegan.
Really? Do you have, like, some, like, vegan activists?
Yes. I mean, and it's kind of, like, cool because I didn't know that much about it. And I'm, mm-hmm. like, learning about it. But they're either, like, rooting for us and, like, being supportive in, like, a kind way or, like, being very strict. Which, I mean...
Well, what if you went vegetarian? Would you think they'd be bitterly disappointed? They'd be like, Erica, you're such a sellout, like, for eating cheese.
Probably. Because it seems, like, serious.
Some strict people.
It's, like, yeah. serious. The philosophy is, like, very serious for some people. But,
right.
you know, I have Chance to get me through the next 6 days. I don't even know.
No, I'm really honestly. Impressed with you guys for doing this.
Thanks.
Maybe more impressed with you, but just kidding. Didn't you see the other person doing the 22-day diet here?
She had a little fun. Denise had a little fun this past weekend.
She did have a little slip-up this weekend.
So
yeah.
She's starting over. Whatever. But yeah, we're going to do this.
You just shaded her. That was great.
Well, no, I mean, like, I wish I had fun, but, you know, it's fine.
I I'm also very proud of you. Thanks. I would be more effusive with my praise, but you did shame me about 2 hours ago for eating half of a cookie.
If you're going to be on a diet, be on a diet.
Well, I am on a diet.
That's all I got to say.
Half cookie is better than a full cookie.
Yeah.
Give the man a break.
I guess, how many?
Should I leave? I
mean, no. How many times have you worn that sweatshirt that says "Can I live?"
Many times.
And Erica would ask the same question.
Fine, I guess.
All right.
I'll let the cookie live if you let Chance live. You let Surf live.
Deal. Okay. Why are we even talking? All right. About
it anymore? Let's bring it back to music. Surf? So let's listen to a little of Sunday Candy since we. Not one of the three songs from this album that we've already sampled. So here it is, Sunday Candy from Donnie Trumpet and the Social Experiment. That's why the electricity rent. You sound like why the gospel choir got so tired. Singing this praise on a daily basis, so I gotta try it. You my dream, catch a dream, team, captain. Matter of fact, I ain't seen you in a minute. Let me take my butt to charge. You better come on in this house. It's gonna All right, that was Sunday Candy. Next up, let us talk about... Let's do a Jason pick. So, Jason, you chose one of your favorite rappers.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe your favorite rapper?
No, not my favorite rapper.
Wait,
my
who? Favorite?
I chose a Future song.
Oh, I don't... Yeah, this...
Picked Fuck Up
He's
Some
not
Commas.
Your favorite rapper.
No.
No, okay.
But I do...
Is that like Ghostface? Or?
Yeah, Ghostface.
Well, I don't mean like of all
rapper.
Time, but like current.
Current
you know.
Favorite rapper, probably still Kendrick. But, no, and then probably Drake. But Future, very high on my list.
He is.
Top Fuck five. Up Some Commas is... I just like, ever since Honest... And it's funny because I don't really love his first album, Pluto, that much. But yeah. I actually think Honest is a lot better, and he's just been putting out like great mixtapes this year, and Fuck Up Some Commas is just like my rap song of the year so far. It's just
wow.
It's just so good. Like it's just like the beat and the hook and like the like his kind of mush mouth verses, but the lyrics are actually kind of brilliant. And
what's your favorite lyric? Off that song or like
off that
something
song?
That he says that you
his whole thing where he's like talking about Akon and like he's down with convict I don't want to like paraphrase it all but it's great it's just so and he's so relaxed about it in his delivery and he's just like counting numbers he's so rich I guess and I mean for every dumb move that Future makes including Pussy Overrated last year. God.
That was
that
bad.
Song. That was really bad.
I mean, I think that was actually the only thing that he's done, like, as of late that I could think of.
I thought the trophies.
Yeah, I won. I won is a pretty
bad
song.
Yeah. But that was, like, dumb.
Yeah.
Like, a dumb move. But, like, the other song was just, like, no.
Yeah. No, I agree. He's not like flawless in any sense, but I just
no
like,
one is, you know.
But no one is. I think that
I mean, it's not like he licked donuts.
It's
or
not
anything,
like he licked donuts.
Didn't do anything
come on.
Awful.
Free Ariana, come on. I think that I can't
believe he said free Ariana.
I think that Future is just someone that I'm going to continue to root for, just in terms of what he's been able to show in terms of the quality of his music and Fuck Up Some Commas. I mean, it's funny because I wanted to pick a rap song and I got very close to picking a Race Remmard song because I love them too, but I've already talked about them. I don't want to go over the same artist over and over again on this podcast. Erica's giving me the best Erica look ever.
Don't do this while I'm on this diet. Because I could use it as an excuse.
But yeah, Future.
Can I say that my favorite part of the past couple months of Future is the Future Hive, his fan base that's just like gotten bigger and bigger. I don't know if you've seen, Joe, like the memes that his fans post on Twitter with hashtag Future Hive.
No.
They're literally just memes with like him... It, with like popular artists or figures that coincide with like his lyrics like you just have to like check it out. It's like amazing. It's his fan army that clearly they stole the name from the Beehive, and they're as powerful as the Beehive, pretty much. But
oh,
I mean,
you can't say that. The Beehive is going to get on you for saying
the Beehive is like amazing, but I like, but the future hive is like super sarcastic and funny. But well, you know what? The Beehive and the future hive have not fought yet. I'm surprised. But anyways, I just like that people are like rooting for future, and yeah.
Yeah. Is he dating anyone now?
I don't think so. He tweeted the other day that life is like getting better now that he like shook off that voodoo, and everyone tweeted and said that Sierra was the voodoo.
Oh,
that's so mean. So again, the future hive.
Maybe he meant his son.
Added.
Like shaking off. He's like, now that I got that out of my life.
That's horrible, Joe.
Yeah, that's really bad.
All right. Anyway.
Yeah. Oh, right. I want to say something about this. Yeah, I really like the song. We've talked about Future before, and I go back and forth on him, but like this is, you're right, it's a great track.
Oh, so good.
Production is really good, and like the lyrics are great too, which is not something I would like usually say about a Future song.
Yeah.
But like it's a very clever way to say you're rich of being like fuck up some commas, like move them around. And you know there aren't. It sometimes seems like there aren't fresh ways of like. Talking about, you know, topics that have been covered in hip hop for like 30 years, like
right.
I have money, like, but yet this, here's one, you know,
it's very true. That remind, like, that makes me think of like that Migos song Added Up, where they're just literally just keep yelling Added Up, Added Up, Added Up. I'm like, oh yeah, we get it, you guys have a lot of money.
Yeah. So much. Yeah. All right, well, yeah, so let's listen to it. So Future, fuck up some commas.
For them all, yeah. Nigga for them drugs, yeah. Feeling real right, yeah. I'm on the same thing as Mike, yeah. Ball of ice, yeah. I wanna beat that dough like Ike, yeah. Fuck up some commas, yeah. Fuck up some commas, yeah. Let's fuck up some commas, yeah. Fuck up some commas, yeah. 5,000 to 100,000. 100,000 to 100,000.
All right, that was Future, fuck up some commas. One of my picks for... like best of the year so far, I'm gonna say Florence and the Machine, the album How Big, How Blue, How Beautiful. And this, very much like Surf, is just one of those albums where when I kind of don't know what to listen to and I don't feel like listening to something I'm not familiar with, like this is one of the albums of 2015 that I've just been able to listen to over and over. Like it's just, and I wouldn't even say it's like a perfect album, but it's just so listenable, and it starts with Ship to Wreck, which is extremely catchy but also moody, and then like works into Some Kind of Man, which starts off like very like eerily before getting into this like really awesome rock stomp, and you know, and then ends with like a proper rock song, which we haven't got from Florence in a long time. Mother is the last song on the album, not the deluxe edition, but it's just like her voice is incredible. I think her songwriting has really matured. Like we've talked about, Jason, before, I appreciate that this isn't quite as heavy and austere as like the last album was. And some people like that Florence. Some people say they actually preferred the Florence of the second album to the first one. I disagree. Like, I think, you know, Lungs, that was the thing that I fell in love with. I was a little disappointed with the second one. But this one has like made me a total fanboy all over again.
What's funny, I have to say that now that we've gone through the songs, I actually think we've talked about Florence and the Machine more on this podcast than Johnny Trumpet. So I apologize to Erica.
I should be crying more
on Joe.
Is that so?
what I will say, yeah, I mean, I don't really have much more to add to the Florence and the Machine discussion. I do feel like, I was thinking about it, I feel like... like this is the year that Florence gets like Grammy shine. Like I feel like this is gonna be a album of the year nominee. Like doesn't it? It just kind of feels like it's her year. They were nominated for Best New Artist already, but
right.
Like feel like this is the album to do it.
Yeah. What do you think? Would they be nominated for Best Alternative? Like does this count as alternative in the
Probably
Grammys?
Rock, I would say.
Probably rock.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I would think this would... I mean, maybe not an Album of the Year winner, but, like, best rock album. Like,
yeah, it just seems like, you know, album number three, they've established their longevity. They're not going anywhere. I feel like this is the time where it's, like, they get, you know, anointed or whatever.
Right.
Still hate that album artwork. I always will.
It's just a picture of Florence. I mean, I don't love it, but it's...
Come on. I can't get behind that. Sorry.
Well... it's too late to change it, unfortunately.
Such a hater.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
That's all I'm going to add.
I was actually kind of hoping I was gonna IM you. I was like, "Are you gonna are you gonna pick this as your half year defining anthem?" And it was gonna be Young Thug constantly hating for you.
Oh, that's actually a good idea. It should be for you. You're the one that hates
no,
the most.
That's not. I wish that was true.
Anyways, sorry, Joe.
No, that's fine. That's fine. Yeah, and I also, you know, like if you haven't listened to the full album, absolutely worth a listen. If you listen to it once, listen to it again. If you listen to it five times,
listen
you're
to
probably
it
good.
10 times.
Yeah. No, it's great. And if you haven't seen them live, I mean, she's just a force of nature on the stage. And yeah, I mean, they're just, you know, they're like Jason said, they're in it for the long haul. Like, I think they'll be with us in 10 years, and I think the songwriting is good and they have a great dynamic as a band. And it's exciting, you know, to see a new rock band kind of take shape and get recognition in the 2010s. Yeah. You know, that's a kind of a rare thing, I guess, especially I would say for a fan of rock music who's not into that many current rock bands.
Yeah.
It's also cool because they're like good and stuff.
They are good and stuff. I agree.
So let's listen to it, or let's listen to one of the songs. Let's do What Kind of Man. So it's Florence and the Machine from How Big, How Blue, How Beautiful.
What kind of man? What kind of man loves like these? What kind of man? You're holy fool, all colored blue, three feet up on the floor.
All right, that was What Kind of Man from Florence. Let's switch over to an Erica pick. Let's do DRAM.
DRAM.
D-A-R-M, DRAM.
DRAM.
Which stands for Does Real Ass Music. And
is that really what it stands for? Oh, wow.
Do you think I was just like goof, like doing
I
a dumb?
So.
I thought, I kinda, yeah, why, yeah. Why wouldn't you do that? It's That's true. You.
Yeah.
Song is Cha-Cha, as you probably imagine.
Such a fun song. Do you hate it also?
No, it's really fun. I love when they go to the left and then they go, take it back now, y'all. And they go three hops this time.
Now, Cha-Cha, real smooth.
Just leave. I'm leaving.
Who do you think is the bigger hater on the bigger
you,
hater on this
podcast?
I don't know. Let's leave it to Joe.
I mean, Nelly Weiner is the biggest
oh,
hater
yeah.
whenever she visits.
She actually is, yeah.
Is she
even
really?
Though her own songs.
Can we leave it up to the listeners? Like, yes. Can you tweet us who's the bigger hater on this podcast, me or Erica?
No, well, okay, so it's just going to be up to us, whatever. Yeah. Fine, that's fine.
The answer's Natalie.
It's going to be Natalie. Anyways, I love Cha-Cha. It's like a super fun song. I don't know if you guys were here when Drum came by and played new music. He has like a lot of great stuff coming up. And although Cha-Cha, I don't think like actually puts a huge spotlight on it, but he actually has like a good voice, and you can't really hear it on Cha-Cha because he's kind of like a little bit goofy and playing around, but Drum can sing. And I watched him perform at a show that he had, I think like last month, and he kind of showcased that. But it's just a fun song. Beyonce loves it. Snoop loves it. Everyone loves it. And I think there's like a lot more to come from Drum that like will actually make people like kind of pay closer attention to him, because I do think he's actually a talented artist. So yeah, I mean, it's just fun. It like puts you in a good mood no matter what. So
It is
like
yeah.
surf.
It's a really fun song. No, I love the kind of like weird slow synth stabs. Like just even the song, like it sounds.
It like
different.
Samples like a Mario's brother
yes.
like thing.
Yeah,
yeah
the like, sound of Mario like getting the coins.
Right.
Like or when he hits his head on the blocks is in the background, and it's fun. And I have to say I'm surprised because it sounds to me this song sounds like a one hit wonder sort of thing. But
right.
Elias, someone who's been on this podcast before and used to work with us, Elias
yeah.
Light, went to one of his concerts and just said he was like actually really fantastic and a talented
yeah.
artist.
He's
so.
Like he's a really good singer, and he brought out like SZA and kind of like even overpowered that set. But yeah, I mean, as Elias probably said it better than me in his story, but he's like actually a really good artist. I'll stop.
No, I agree. I actually really do think this song is fun. I love the sample. And he is, yeah, he actually did, like, the voice is there. I definitely agree with you. And I feel like it's hard for me to not make cha-cha slide jokes while talking about this song. But
I mean, just fine. Just, like, do it and just get it over with.
I can't. But it made me want to put my hands on my knees. Hands on my knees.
All right.
cha-cha slide, never not funny.
Let me ask you guys a question before we move on.
It better not be a cha-cha slide.
Are you guys Are you guys fans of the Cupid Shuffle?
Is this a real question?
What?
I mean, like
you. So no, you're not a fan of the Cupid Shuffle.
Not really.
I mean, yes, except I don't know really how to do it.
It's
sure.
so. But like you. But you, have you not heard the Cupid Shuffle?
Yeah.
Okay.
I cannot do it though.
It's.
Yeah, it's like
but
fun.
It's like. It's like two things. It's like you move to the right, move to the
yeah,
left,
like,
and you kick a little.
But like, yeah, but I don't know how to dance, so.
Oh.
I know.
Well,
you should be on Jason's show.
Yeah, so you know you can't.
No,
you know
I don't like to admit dance. That, even though I did admit it now. Anyways.
I just
asked
because I love the Cupid Shuffle. That's
really,
like my
that's,
favorite electric slide, like cha-cha slide.
Electric slide is pretty. Anyways, yeah, we're really. Well, I hope
I just moved ahead of me in the hateration.
I hope anyway. Cha-Cha Slide plays at your wedding.
Oh, it definitely will, for yeah. sure. Big time.
Yeah, that's a great one for the aunts and uncles.
For me.
And for Jason, most importantly. First dance, you and your wife, Cha-Cha Slide.
To the left. Take it back now, y'all.
All right, let's listen to Cha-Cha, Not the Slide from DROM, which stands for Does Real Ass Music.
I really would like to taste the Spanish cuisine you prepared. Wow. You're beautiful, yeah. We just moving it away. I like to cha-cha, hey. I like to cha-cha, hey. With a Dominican.
All right, that was DROM, Cha-Cha. Let's talk about, this is one of mine. This is Miguel Coffey. This is a song, we talked about the version with Wale on this podcast before, which is called Coffey parentheses fucking end parentheses.
So the version with that Wale does not have the curse
It does
word.
Not have the swear in the title.
Which is strange.
Wale. Always Wale. Up to
and
something.
And that is the version.
Like did you see him and Sprint were tweeting at each other yesterday?
No.
Sprint asked Wale, who does he have on speed dial? And they're like, they're like, is it Complex or something like that? They were like,
oh, no.
Trolling him. It was actually not very nice. But whatever. Oh. Sorry, Joe. Continue. About Coffey.
So yeah, Coffey. Love the drink. Love the song. No, this is, I think, one of my very favorite songs of this year. It's just. It's beautiful, and it's like very. It's. I think it's also impressive because there's not exactly a proper hook to this song, yet it really sticks in your head.
Yeah,
like it's catchy without being like without having a like earworm hook in
and
it.
Like right from the beginning, also.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I mean his voice sounds great. I'm glad the album version is the one without Wale. Like, nothing awful about Wale's verse, but it's just, you know, like, I feel like one of the best things about this song is that it's a sensual, like, kind of lovely sex song, yet it's not overtly, like, icky and
right.
gross.
Right.
I sound like a parent. but, and that's a rare thing to find in any genre. And, you know, obviously, as indicated by the parenthetical fucking, like, Wale's version, like, takes it to that point where it is a little more blue.
Who would have thought it would be Wale to, like, take
right.
it to
yeah.
that?
Right, yeah. That foul-mouthed Wale.
Right, oh, like, Wale. He's not even known for, like, crazy stuff like that, but yeah.
I love this song in context of the album. Like, I think it's right after Valley, mm-hmm. which is a very explicit song, and then this is kind of like the morning after, mm-hmm. and I just kind of love that vibe where it kind of, instead of just, I like it as a single, but I just kind of like that kind of, that swoop down into like some kind of comforting feeling. Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is definitely a song that's grown on me a lot, where you hear Adorn for the first time, you're like, holy crap, Adorn, this is an amazing song. And it's not up to that level, but it's like, this is a song that you grow to appreciate after a while. At least I have.
I feel that way about the album. Like, I'm not like a huge fan of the album yet, but I can feel that it could grow on me if I give it a couple more listens.
So we're saying Miguel is a grower, not a shower. I just want to get that right.
All right.
I'm sorry.
It's
pass.
It's true. No, I love this album. I think that in the way that I really liked Kaleidoscope Dream, but I feel like sometimes it was, there were times where I felt like it was like a collection of songs that didn't really have any kind of cohesion. I feel like this is a project where every song rolls into the next one. It's just everything's in perfect place and just makes more sense as an album. I don't know if the songs themselves are as strong as the last one, but as an out, like a whole album, I think it's better.
Yeah, I think that's, I mean, I agree. And I think that's also why I don't like it as much yet, is because I can't like grab a song and like stick with it. Have to like listen to it all, and I'm not a huge fan of like the rock, like I don't know, like the feel to the album, but I guess we'll see.
Yeah
I'm glad to hear that you like it so much, because I love the album too, and I feel like it's gotten not the same amount of praise that I guess I would have expected. Like, listening to it, I think it's just like one of the better releases of the year, and
it's
gotten fairly mixed reviews. I guess I'm not sure. I mean, like, I can see what, I think it's, there is that element that, it doesn't have the, like, Adorn single that people,
And I guess I was expecting a little bit more, like, R&B and soul, just because of, like, his last stuff, his last two albums, not even just Kaleidoscope Dream. So, I mean, like, but in context, it makes sense. Like you said, it does all flow together and sounds amazing. So, I mean, I could see why the mixed reviews are happening.
Yeah.
I mean, plus that cover, I feel like automatically just has turned a few people off.
So which one's worse, that one or the Florence one?
Florence, for sure.
Wow.
Yeah. All right.
Although I don't like the Miguel cover either.
Okay.
It's pretty ridiculous.
It's ridiculous, but it's not awful. That's how I feel.
Like, how is Florence's all? It's just her face.
It's just a bad photo.
I don't know if I agree that.
I know.
That,
it's like, it's not that
deep. It's a bad, you know.
I think another point for you being a hater. But go ahead.
Anyways, Wild Heart, if you've, been sitting on the fence, I would recommend at least giving it a solid sit-down listen once through. Deluxe edition, not necessary. You know, like so many albums these days. I mean, like the extra tracks are fine. They're just not like, they're not going to change your life.
Yeah, I totally agree.
And but let's listen to it. So Coffee, the Wale free version. And here it is. All right, that was Miguel's Coffee. And Jason, do you want to throw in your little joke?
No, I made a joke off mic.
Jason said, do you prefer your coffee with Wale or without?
I thought like that cream, was very sugar funny. Or and Wale or not? Anyway.
Yeah, anyways.
Someone else was just laughing.
Sorry,
I'm going to say that it's because of that joke.
Well, let's keep it in the Lipschitz court.
Oh.
Let's toss to...
The nicest court of all.
Sufjan Stevens.
Sufjeezy,
The only thing from Carrie and Lowell.
Yeah. So this is probably my favorite song of the year, and I know. And my favorite album of the year is, I think, the one we're going to talk about after this. So I didn't want to pick something from that because you already picked something from that. But I mean, this is just such a heartbreaking song. This is a song from his new album, Carrie and Lowell, which is, if you haven't checked it out, it's about the passing of his mother and the emptiness that he felt by not really getting to know her. And this song is basically his low point, which is like, I can't keep going. I'm like haunted by this. I never feel whole. Like, what do I do? There's a lot of questions asked. There's a lot of falsetto that seems very desperate. And yet the music is just so lovely. And it's just so, it like, this song like pierces you. Like, I remember the first 5 times I heard this, I welled up. Like, I really did. And I was like, this is so sad and so affecting.
You're making
me
sad right now.
I know. And I'm not even singing the song. That's the thing. But it's just something that, and now I've heard it so many times that it wears off a little bit, but it's like the melodies are still there. It's like, as weird as it is, like, I sing along to this song a lot. Like, in, like, when I listen to it in my car, like, and it's just beautiful. I think this is, yeah, I think, like, there are a lot of great songs this year. I think this might be the one that has, like, impacted me the most.
Wow.
I'm like, you can't, like, what do you say after that?
Yeah, I know. And sorry, I feel like whatever I was going to say was just dirt.
Also, I haven't listened to this song.
Classic Erica.
We need, like, an Erica. We need, like, an Erica, like, music for, like, what'd you think, Erica? I didn't listen.
I'm going to try to get better at that because that's the point of the podcast. Yeah.
just use your vegan diet.
Oh, yes. I have 6 more days to do that.
I agree. I did like we've talked about with this before, this is Sufjan's return to folk album. And although I wasn't a big fan of Age of Odds, I hate some of the other stuff he's done in the interim, like the BQE instrumental album. I thought was great, actually. And it's really, really good to hear him kind of get back to, I mean, basically what he made his name doing. And the song is, like you said, like the picking is beautiful. It's just a gorgeous, like, sad, breathy song. His voice sounds so, like, real. And it's just a beautiful song. I can't say anything, you know, better than what you did. I guess I'll just throw in that I also really like Should Have Known Better from the album is another highlight.
Yeah, there's a lot of highlights on this album, but this is my favorite by far.
All right, well, let's listen to it. So I hope you have a tissue at hand. You might tear up a little bit.
Yeah.
We're all crying here. So it's Sufjan Stevens, The Only Thing. All right, that was Sufjan Stevens, The Only Thing. Next and last, well, we do want to give a shout-out to Kendrick, obviously. Erica was going to pick a Kendrick song, but we remembered we had just talked about All Right on the Songs of the Summer podcast. But Kendrick, obviously one of the best albums of the year. All Right, incredible song. I want to give a shout-out to Shamir. That is one of my favorite albums of the year.
Oh, yeah.
And but now let's get, so last song, Courtney Barnett, Pedestrian at Best.
Yeah.
This is, and we have talked about this in the podcast before when, actually that was the one where John Norris was here.
Yeah.
And so that's not one I listen to.
No. You don't listen to the ones you're not on?
No.
Erica.
But we say nice things about you.
Yeah.
Well, now we won't.
I actually don't listen to any of them. I don't like hearing my voice.
I mean, yeah, I don't like hearing my voice either, but.
I love hearing my voice.
Jason goes to sleep to his podcast.
That'd be
nice and relaxing.
That'd be the saddest thing in the entire world.
Anyways, so Courtney Barnett, she this song I think is just like honestly probably the best rock song of the year. Like it kicks so much ass. It has a great riff. It's very catchy, you know, and it's just like the sentiment is just like one of those great rock lines. Like just, she's about singing about disappointing people and that, you know, she'll never be good enough. And the video is very funny.
Yeah.
She's a clown who gets one-upped by a younger, sexier clown and no one cares about her anymore. Like it's just great. And it's also really cool to see kind of the success story she's had this year. Like she, I forget if it was Fallon or who she played, but she's actually attracted a lot more attention than I would have anticipated for, you know, an indie singer songwriter.
She's opening for Blur and like at MSG, which is crazy.
That's big.
Yeah.
But yeah, what do you think, Jason?
I think that her album is my favorite of the year so far. I've been listening to it a ton. There's been a lot of great female and female fronted rock so far this year. I love the Bully album, Sleater-Kinney, obviously. I don't know if we've talked about the Hop Along album.
We have
but damn, that album's great.
I haven't listened to it. I should do that.
The
Taurus is really good.
Yeah, I gotta check that out more too.
Splinter is a great song. The Wolf Alice, I was listening to.
Yeah,
a little.
Wolf
I don't,
Alice.
I don't know if I'm a fan of the whole album, but You're a Germ is a really cool
song. Yeah, but anyway, yeah, I think that this is definitely the best of all those that we just named, just because the songwriting is the sharpest. And you know, the way that she is so funny and so sad at the same time, I mean, that's the effect that she wants to do, is to have this kind of very dry humor. And I think she pulls it off magnificently. I think that this is the kind of album that I think I wrote this somewhere when we were talking about, because we did like the best albums of the year so far on the website. And I think what I wrote about this is that this is the album like you hope an indie rock artist, like if everything goes right, this is what happens, is that it's just every song's great. It's so appealing. You feel like you're discovering like different things about this artist through these songs. Everything's catchy, and you have this kind of stunning lead single with Pedestrian at best. So
right. And is this? I know she had EPs before this. Is this her first like full length?
Yeah, yeah.
So I mean, yeah, it's the first one, and it's like
it's
a
crazy.
Totally. It's just like a full piece, like you said. Her songwriting is great. You know, like put me on a pedestal, I'll only disappoint you.
Yeah,
like, it's just that great self-deprecating.
Yeah, and it's so concise.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And even the song is like short, but it feels like there's so much packed into it.
Yeah.
So
it's great. It's awesome.
Let's listen to
let's.
It.
Let's.
Courtney Barnett, Pedestrian at Best. All right, that was Courtney Barnett, Pedestrian at Best. I wanted to do Twitter user BT Dubs, regular listener and recommender.
What up?
What's going on? You recommended Ivy Levan, her song Biscuit, which actually works well because it came out. It's not new. It came out in January, but since we're doing kind of a year retrospective, nice little point to nod to that. So yeah, I mean, basically she's... I think she's British. God, I should have looked that up. Anyways, she, I would say she's just, you know, like has a really incredible voice. And someone in the YouTube comments described her as like a mix between Jessie J and Iggy Azalea. And I feel like that's going to turn a lot of people off. And although it's sort of an apt description, like she's actually better than what that would make you think. So, you recommended that. I had not listened to it, and I enjoyed it, so thanks for the recommendation.
Cool.
If anyone else has any recommendations or whatever your favorites are thus far for 2015, tweet them in at us. And, yeah, so that's what we have. Those are our 2015 favorites. Is there anything else we want to nod to?
Yeah, I'm trying to think if there's any kind of shout-outs. The Jamie XX album's amazing.
Really? See, I love... There's gonna be good times, but I'm not a fan of the album.
Really?
Yeah. It didn't do it for me. You know who
it's
loved
great.
It though? Fred Armisen. When I was in, I know I feel like I'm name
wow.
I'm name dropping, but no, I interviewed him about his late night gig, and he couldn't stop raving about that album.
That is very humble braggy, but I love it. And last thing I'll say is that second half of 2015, it's all that Carly Rae Jepsen album. That's all I'm going to say. We're going to have that.
Have you listened to it?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's nice.
I'm excited for Frank.
Oh, my God. Yes, I'm so excited for the Frank Ocean.
Which is supposed to come out this month. So.
Yeah, it's supposed to be out soon. So we'll have some ocean to talk about.
Yes.
We sure will.
And yeah, there's no way I could let a podcast about this year's music pass without a passing reference to Madonna. I will say if...
I thought it was going to be A$AP Rocky.
I thought it was going to be St. Vincent somehow.
Oh, well, actually, yeah, St. Vincent's Teenage Talk was a great song
this
year.
But don't you love her so much that you don't want to talk about her?
Yeah, I do have that weird thing with her.
It's weird that you don't feel that way about Madonna.
No, Madonna, the love goes too... It's been too long. I just want to hide things. Yeah.
Right.
No, Madonna had... it wasn't on the album. It was on like an EP she released that followed up a song called Beautiful Scars, which is actually a very good song. I would say it's better than a lot of things on the Rebel Heart album. So worth checking out. And yeah, is that all we got? Do we have anything else you want to nod to, Erica?
I can't remember anything.
All right, very enthusiastic.
All right.
Yeah, and next week you'll be done with your diet, right? Next time we sit down for this, or it might be your last day.
I'm just going to die. No, my last day is on Monday.
Of the diet.
Of the diet. Not of my life. No, I hope not. Yeah, so I will let you guys know.
That would be a good story for us, though, honestly. What? To get, like, Beyonce diet kills Billboard writer.
Thanks.
We would have the exclusive on that.
Thanks, Jeff. Thanks. I'm glad I could offer that exclusive.
And on that note.
All right. Have a great week, everyone. Tweet us some recommendations, and we'll see you next time.